Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. I have one that I'm excited to read. So first up, this Florida woman, she was arrested. The victim's like, she tried ripping off my face. That's what she said. The Florida woman was arrested after victim said she tried to rip my face off over a thermostat dispute. Now, I'm going to give her credit for her eyebrow game. That's all I'm giving her credit for, though. She's got strong brows, man. If you didn't live through the 90s with the thin brows, man. So it's near Boca Raton. A Florida woman was arrested. She allegedly attacked another woman over 65 because the woman messed with the thermostat. Normally, this is a dispute between dads and their children. According to the arrest affidavit, Palm Beach Sheriff's deputies said they responded to a domestic violence call at a home near Boca Raton earlier this month. They said that the woman at the home had gone to adjust the thermostat when the 31-year-old Bryland Springer, the hell kind of name is that? She's in some Pippi Longstocking pigtails in her mugshot. But the brow game's strong, dude. The victim stated that Springer tried to rip my face off. Now, the deputy couldn't determine whether or not it was just a turn of phrase, seeing as the victim did not have any marks or bruises on her face. Springer said the victim was lying. You know, Kane says that old people aren't innocent, so that could be, you know, one of these things. She was booked in a Palm Beach County jail, released. Her court date is next month, Kane.
Yeah. It's not all old people are innocent.
Yeah. You said all old people are not innocent.
That is not. I don't know why I fight with you on this.
I'm just saying. I get what you're saying, man.
I don't know why I do it.
I mean, she could have been lying. Could have been lying. Okay. This guy must really love, like, I'm trying to think of it. Like, dinosaur stuff, mammoth stuff. I can't imagine diving in gator-infested waters for this. But that's what this Florida man did. He risked his life for a mammoth jaw. He dove and swam in alligator-infested waters to get a rare, fully intact mammoth jaw. He says it's about 10,000 years old. He runs Fossil Junkies Dig and Dive Charters, and he was scouting new places to dive in the gator's house, and he found the fossil of a lifetime. He says he's a fossil junkie. Dude, he could have been murked by some gators.
Right.
That's the gator's house. I couldn't do that, man. I got a problem swimming in lakes sometimes. Like, I don't like not knowing what's underneath me. It's like a control thing. You know, I'm like, if I can't see my feet beneath me, I got issues, man. So, one Florida Man stole $900 worth of Walmart products and left everything behind. I got a couple of other real good ones for you tomorrow. I think, honestly, if you're going to model national education after something, I think that you need to do it after Hillsdale, the way that they approach it. Because the way that Hillsdale approaches their education is it's a classical education. And you're actually learning about, you know, critical thinking and not critical race theory. And there are so many colleges and universities that out there today that don't actually teach. It's about brainwashing. They actually work to make you not think, to just accept things without question. That's not what they do at Hillsdale. They were founded in 1844 and they protect very vigorously open and honest debate. They protect the pursuit of truth together. They protect the study of America's great heritage of liberty. And you can visit dana4hillsdale.com. They have a short video, super short, but I think it's important for you to see because it shows how effective they are in defending American liberty, not just in their Michigan and DC campuses, but around the country. And this is what their mission is. They don't accept any federal funding. They are truly independent and truly academic. To learn more about the mission of Hillsdale College, visit dana4hillsdale.com. That's dana4hillsdale.com. Hillsdale College, developing minds and improving hearts. Can we talk about these Osama TikToks? I was privy to a discussion. I was watching two friends of mine have a discussion where they all kind of agreed, but yet disagreed on some fundamental things. The topic began with this issue we're going to introduce to you. You have these people that are making these videos on TikTok, and they're saying, "Oh, we read the Osama bin Laden letter, and now we feel like, you know, maybe terrorism is a justifiable form of resistance to occupiers or injustice or something to that effect." And they're sharing it all over social media. And there are questions about the legitimacy of the videos that are being shared because, you know, TikTok, as you know, I refuse, even though it like probably hurts us business wise. And I also reject the idea that young people only get all of their stuff on TikTok. That's so stupid. And I think that that's, you know, then it has to change. That doesn't mean, well, I guess we better all get on the Chinese app, the communist controlled app. Do you realize that's like screwing for chastity to basically adopt that and work and adopt something from your geopolitical enemy as because you think that's going to get you ahead some way? That's the bait. We have some shallow thinking in this country. Oh my gosh. But there are a lot of people sharing this on TikTok, and a lot of it doesn't even look like it was like shot here in the United States. But it's a psyop. It's a big, giant psyop. And there's so much bad information that goes around, and people are being manipulated by this. They're being so incredibly manipulated by this. I mean, it's weird to see this stuff because, I mean, and I think with these pro-Osama videos, I don't even think that these are, it's organized disinformation is what it is. And I think a lot of them are probably super far leftists that are doing this because this, you know, the letter that he had written was published in 2011. So it's not as though it was hidden or that this is a new discovery. It just seems very questionably timed. Now, this is one of the videos. This is what I'm talking about. There are a ton of these out there. Audio Soundbite 16. This is like exactly what I'm talking about. This is what's been going viral on the app that I refuse to get on.
Girl, what? They found the letter.
What letter?
The letter.
What letter?
Osama's letter.
So I just read a letter to America. And I will never look at life the same.
I feel like I'm going through like an existential crisis right now.
So this is a really good example of narrative control.
It's also a really good example of you trying to push out a psyop on Americans. That's what it is. The Guardian had it up and they deleted it because that's when people were pushing. It went viral in these videos. And so I don't know why. I just think it's all very interestingly timed. This thing has been up there for 20 years. It's been on the Guardian's website for 20 years. And it's this anti-Semitic, you know, he hates America, by the way. He hates America just as much as he hates Jews. Don't think that, you know, you're somehow, you know, separate from that. They hate you. Osama bin Laden hated you. Islamofascists hate you. And they've been now promoting this, like all these people. I think it's organized disinformation, and I think they're a bunch of progressives. That's what I think they are. And I noticed that, like, why are they all chicks? Like, they're that one dude in the little montage that we had was like, he was an outlier. They're mostly chicks doing this video. It's weird, dude. This, don't you agree, Kane, that this is just organized disinfo? This is not organic.
Oh, absolutely, this is organized. There's no doubt in my mind.
It is really weird. It's super weird. And I also think, too, that I think that some of the stuff that we're seeing, especially with regard to the Israel and Hamas stuff, I think it's the same way. I think it's disorganized and disinformation. I really do. Or organized disinformation is what I think it is. There's this, like, brainwashing is a lot easier with social media. And you could sit here and say, oh, yeah, well, we have to, like, verify who everyone is. That just gets rid of the tool. You realize that that's a specious argument. You're talking about the same formulaic response that the left invokes for gun control, the same formulaic response that they invoke for prohibition. You have this variable, and if we just remove this variable from the people, they act like this variable, this action, or this inanimate object somehow possesses the ability to render people stupid, intelligent good people stupid, or render intelligent good people evil. Like, if you allow people to have social media anonymously, that's going to make them evil. Or if you have allow people to access firearms, that's going to turn them all into murderers. It's the same formulaic response that the left has used to push gun control, speech control, everything else control for years. As we get moving, our partners that are over at Caltech, Florida-based company, the P15. If you don't have the P15 in your rotation for your EDCs, then I don't know what's up with you, because it's awesome. The P15, it stands for a standard capacity, ladies and gentlemen, of 15 pews. That's what the P stands for, pews. It's an official scientific term, 15 pews. And the cool thing about it, it's the lightest, thinnest double stack 9mm on the market. It's so easy to conceal. 14 ounces unloaded, holds 15 plus one rounds. You got the Tritium fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic rear, striker fire reliability, super sweet trigger. Comes in two versions, polymer and metal. Both are awesome. The metal version, I gotta say, has got a real cool, like Sean Connery era James Bond stick to it. It's very awesome. So for public safety and self defense, you got to check out the P15. Make that a part of your EDC rotation. Ladies, you can conceal it easily. Dude, you're just going to like having it. Learn more at KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So first up, Representative George Santos is not going to seek re-election after this damning House ethics report. I think he's actually one of the more entertaining members of the House because he flies that freak flag. Honestly, I appreciate when people just are like, you know what? I ain't going to hide it. I ain't going to hide it. So he's out of New York. He said he's not going to seek re-election in 24 in the wake of this damning House ethics report. They found that he likely committed campaign fraud. See, everybody commits campaign fraud there. He just got caught. And other ethical violations. They said he blatantly stole from his campaign, sought to fraudulently exploit every aspect of his House candidacy, blah, blah. I mean, literally, you're describing everybody in D.C. The Republican-led Ethics Committee unanimously voted, blah, blah, blah. I just don't even care. I just don't care. Entertain me, because everybody's a clown up there. You're all a bunch of damn clowns. Entertain us. If you're not going to cut our taxes, then you better be entertaining us. Put on the Juggalo makeup and get to work, right? Let's do it. Let's see, up to 10 inches of rain are expected in southeastern Florida. Isn't southeastern Florida made of, like, wetness already? They're made of wet. So, and gators. And Florida, man. So, that's, like, a lot. That's a lot of rain, yo. That's a lot of rain. But they all got boats down there, and they're used to it. I don't think they care. It's a sunshine state, but they're going to be like, where's the sun? For at least a brief period. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. So, this is crazy. This former editor of a political news site, the political news site's a left-leaning site called The Recount. I'll say it again, a left-leaning site called The Recount. The recently former editor-in-chief was arrested for child porn. I mean, he looks like somebody that would be arrested for child porn, if I'm being honest about it. Slade Somer. Wow. That's the name, dude. He ran the left-leaning The Recount. Of course, the leftist Recount editor was arrested for child porn. He had gross, I just put him to death already, 1,300 images of grotesqueness. Kill him already. Put him to death. I think that child predators should be immediately put to death. Our society, the reason we have such a criminal element is because the indulgence of our society, these people thrive on it. That's what it is. And Justin Trudeau faces calls to exit with his party trailing in the polls. Yeah, we've got that. A whole bunch of stuff. The battle for the soul of the right. University of Wisconsin at Madison, where they have people outside the Jewish center, they're screaming all these invectives and all this blood libel. That was okay. But back in 2021, they removed a rock because they said it was racist. Yeah. I am looking at the office of the chancellor, and they have a piece up there. It's on their, it's on the University of Wisconsin at Madison, their website. What a rock has to do with racism. They said that they removed this 42-ton rock, known as the Chamberlain Rock, from their main campus. They said that it's a rock, by the way. They said that they talked to people from the geology department and all these other things about the rock. And they said that some people said that the rock was the symbol of anti-blackness. I'm sorry, what? It's a rock. Are you what? What? They don't actually tell you what the hell the rock is. They have, oh my gosh, this is like a, oh my gosh, it's like a 4,000 word piece on this dumbass rock. I'm not kidding you.
So they buried.
They don't actually tell you why, because I know nothing about this rock. And they removed it back in, let's pull this up. They removed it. It's literally just a rock. People said that it was a symbol of racism. Why is it a symbol of racism? Well, if you were, they said that it's because it had a nickname at one point. What? Can anyone write a story where they just tell you what the hell's going on instead of just, you know, giving you all this stupid stuff? They said it's the Chamberlain Rock. And let's see if the AP can do it right. Let's see if the AP can get it. If their stupid page will load. Maybe not. But they said that it was apparently a symbol of racism somehow. And that it's a 42-ton rock. It occupied a very blah, blah, blah. Here's a photo, blah, blah. Oh, can you just tell me that not even their morons at their paper can do it? Apparently, they said that the Black Students Union said the rock was offensive and harmful. Why? Why? Oh, it had a nickname. What? It had a racial slur as a nickname at one point. I had to actually Google an old image of an old newspaper to get the story because none of these people educated at these universities have been taught how to write an actual damn news story. So it had a racial slur as a nickname. So why don't you just rename it?
Right.
Who cares? It's a rock.
So where'd they move it?
Hell if I know.
So it's going to be racist wherever it's moved?
It's going to go spread. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen anything so dumb in my whole life. They literally got in a giant work crew and they got this massive sling to get the rock in the sling, a pre-Cambrian era glacial erratic, whatever the hell that is. It's a rock. And they removed it. And then they had to do a whole big thing because they said they had to have their historical society sign off because it was located within 50 feet of a Native American burial site. Oh, my gosh. It is a rock. They got a giant flatbed and they literally. It was just because of a slur for the nickname. $50,000 it cost to move the rock. I mean, you could just rename it. I mean, you could have just done that, but. I don't know, Kane. Anyway, my whole point in bringing this up is that at University of Wisconsin, Madison, they spent $50,000 to remove a rock because the rock was racist. But it's totally fine to stand outside of the Jewish Student Center and scream blood libel through a megaphone. I'm confused here, Kane.
Yeah, me too.
So, again, The Rock was racist. Not like The Rock, the actor, but like an actual what did they say? It was a pre-Cambrian geological erratic. Whatever the hell that is. That's racist. The physical thing. The rock. Actual pebble. The large pebble. Boulder. But standing outside again, the Jewish Student Center yelling blood libel through a megaphone is okay. Okay, so that's okay. And that's not just the only, I mean, you have University of Michigan, Cornell, where they had to literally lock students in the library. That's crazy. All of this stuff, so bad. They've spent, we've sheltered and indoctrinated kids at these educational institutions. That is what has happened. I think they need to learn, lose their accreditation and all of that. Carol Markowitz, my friend Carol Markowitz, made a great point because she says, remember how they did the cancel, the left was going, oh my gosh, you're engaging in cancel culture. You're trying to cancel the students that are screaming blood libel. Well, there's a difference between speech and there's literally a difference between that and agreeing with a terrorist group that wants to kill us all and start with just the Jewish people. There's a big difference. Are you too stupid? Are you too inbred to know the difference? I'm curious. Is your family tree one branch? Just a giant trunk? Is it? I mean, seriously, I question these people. Oh, that's not a tree. It's a pole. It's a pole. Oh, you sweet little thing. It's a pole. It's not a tree. That leads people to, you know, call this cancel culture. Carol Markowitz made the point. I'm just so worried that if these kids are named and their future employees find out that I'll be participating in cancel culture, you know, like Santa's a joke about it. But for real, though. So wait a minute. I mean, we're in Halloween. Everyone's told you can't dress up as this. You can't dress up as that. You can't dress up. You can't do this. apparently I'm violating some kind of made up rule from some one of the writers, whatever, because you're not supposed to dress up as characters from things that they were boycotting or something. So Wednesday Addams was part of it. Shut up. I ain't doing that. I'm curious. It's got a lot of questions about this, right? Lots of questions. So safe space or no? And then also, here's the other thing I'm you know, confused about. Where it comes to cancel culture, because I was told that it's totally fine by the left to cancel all the things. These are their rules, right? Yeah. I mean, isn't that those are their rules about cancel culture? So it only goes to, you know, prove that now they're against cancel culture? Make this make sense, Kane.
I wish I had the ability. I don't.
I don't either. I don't. I thought that cancel culture, now they're for it. I don't know. Yeah, the Chamberlain Rock is what it's called. I wanted to share this too. So, the Welsh Labour Party shared a tweet where they said, "The paths of Black history and Welsh history are indivisible. There is no history of Wales without the history of Black experiences in Wales." I think you can totally say that all these experiences today are a part of, you know, modern Wales, but this is a country that's like literally, 0.9% minority? I think people are reacting to the try too hard. That's what I'm getting out of this.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.